VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has unexpectedly announced his resignation. He said he is sorry for his, quote, inability to continue. In an Instagram message on Monday, he wrote, "I am apologizing to you for all the shortcomings in the past years during my time as foreign minister. I thank the Iranian nation and officials." He gave no reason for quitting, and there's been no comment so far from President Hassan Rouhani. Zarif was the top Iranian negotiator for the 2015 nuclear deal with six world powers, under which Iran agreed to curb its uranium enrichment program in exchange for the easing of sanctions. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the deal last year. Mr. Trump said Monday that an American oil worker that was held captive for 18 months in the Middle East has been released and reunited with his wife and children. Trump praised the United Arab Emirates for helping to free Danny Burch, who was abducted by unidentified gunmen on a busy street in Sana'a, the war-torn capital of Yemen, in September 2017. Burch later was taken to Oman in January 2018, accompanied by a Houthi negotiator. There were no immediate details about the release of Burch, who's in his mid-60s. He was working as an engineer at a Yemeni oil company at the time of his abduction, which happened in broad daylight. Somali officials say al-Shabaab militants have shot dead nine civilians in a suburb of Mogadishu on Monday. Officials say the militants attacked 11 civilians who were cleaning the streets. The militants don't want people to clean the streets because they use garbage, trees, and undergrowth to disguise their improvised explosive devices. Six women and three men were killed by the militants. This is VOA News. Hundreds of women and children boarded trucks and evacuated the final piece of land still held by the Islamic State on Monday, prolonging the more than week-long exodus and delaying the U.S.-led coalition's final assault on the last shred of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. Observers on the ground outside the village of Baghouz in Syria said the latest evacuation included a convoy of about 25 vehicles carrying mostly family members of IS fighters to the nearby Al-Hol camp for displaced persons in northeastern Syria. Pakistan has decided to let hundreds of thousands of Afghans living in the country as legal refugees open accounts in local banks. That will let them participate in the national economy. Pakistan hosts more than 1.4 million registered Afghan refugees. That makes Pakistan one of the largest refugee-hosting nations in the world. The Secretary General of the UN, Antonio Guterres, said on Monday that the international arms control system is facing collapse. He urged Russia and the U.S. to stop the imminent demise of a crucial nuclear treaty. He spoke to the UN's Conference on Disarmament, warned that one of the cornerstones of diplomatic achievement over the last half-century, arms control, was in, quote, grave danger. The Vice President of the U.S., Mike Pence, said Monday that the Trump administration's stands with the U.S.-recognized interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, 100%. Mr. Pence also announced new financial assistance for the Venezuelan people. In a speech following a meeting in Bogota, Colombia, with Guaido and Colombian President Iván Duque, Pence said, "We stand with you, and along with all the nations gathered here today, we will keep standing with you until democracy and liberty are restored." Pence said the disputed Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, must go. The United States on Monday expressed its, quote, deep concern about Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's declaration of a one-year-long nationwide state of emergency amid growing anti-government protests. The American acting U.N. ambassador to the United Nations, Jonathan Cohen, told a meeting of the Security Council on Monday, "We are deeply concerned about the declaration of a national state of emergency. We call on the government of Sudan to respect the rights of all individuals in Sudan." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.